Corcoran remains in an emergency state and in recovery mode following Friday's extreme weather. So far, four people confirmed dead. Around 5,000 homes need damage assessment, a number already red stickered. Roads closed all over the region. Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson is with us this morning at Newstalk ZB. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
The state of emergency continues. What does that mean? Who's in charge?
The state of emergency continues for 7 days, and Auckland Emergency Management are briefing Aucklanders three times a day at 8 a.m, at 1 p.m, and at 4 p.m. to update on the latest situation. So we've had quite a bit of rain overnight. You will be aware that we had a text alert message last night, and that was very timely because we had four properties evacuated in Tipperary after slips last night with the heavy rain. You also will be aware that Met Service has issued an updated heavy rain warning, orange for Auckland and Aotearoa Great Barrier from 6 a.m. To 9 a.m. today. So it's not getting any better. My message to Aucklanders is to please stay home if at all possible. And if you are going out, please check details around closures around roads and rail, etc., before you travel. I mean, the rail is closed at the moment, but it will be open tomorrow.
Kind of fortuitous that it's anniversary day, not many people going to work, but they do want to go back tomorrow. Will Auckland Transport be ready?
Look, Auckland Transport, I think, has done a very good job. They're telling us that train services are expected to resume on Tuesday, but there may be some reduction of speed and timeframes. There have been some slips around the rail network. Certainly, I know in my area there have been. And they're working very closely with Kiwi Rail and our the rail operator, Auckland One Rail, to understand the extent of the damage. But my understanding is that train services are expected to resume on Tuesday.
All right. What's on the to-do list today then, and what's the council's role?
Look, the to-do list today for all elected members is to check on their communities. I think that's really important to make sure they're safe and to get their, get any support that there is needed. The message really out there is if you believe your life is at risk, there's 111. If you need urgent accommodation assistance, please phone 0800 222200. That is four twos and then two zeros. 0800 222200. That's for urgent accommodation assistance. If you need welfare assistance, the Ministry of Social Development can help there. They're on 0800 400 100.
Okay.
So there is help out there for Aucklanders. Every elected member is aware of those numbers.
Desley, people say this has exposed infrastructure failings, bad planning. Is that fair comment?
I think with an unprecedented amount of rain, I mean, we've had more rain on Friday night in sort of 4 hours than I think they'd ever had in the history of Auckland when we've been monitoring rainfall. So I don't think any infrastructure was going to ensure that we didn't have any flooding. Some things have worked well, Tim. You know, where we have had wetlands, areas and golf courses and stuff that are supposed to take that extra water, some of that infrastructure has worked well. But where we have had failings is around a lot of our cesspits. I think there's a learning around, you know, keeping those drains and things clean, clear more often. But look, it's been an unprecedented amount of rain. It was always going to cause issues, and it has.
All right.
I think the other thing is the slips and the effect of the rain on the land and the slips has been very concerning. You know, we've got a number of building inspectors out there on a grid system covering Auckland. We've used, we've got actually staff from outside of Auckland as well. It's really important that we help Aucklanders keep their homes safe. And if they, we've had a number, I think we've had 30 homes red stickers, which means you can't enter your home. And 141, I think, are now yellow stickered, which means that parts of their home are not safe.
Okay, got to leave it there. Thank you very much for all that information. Desley Simpson, Deputy Mayor of Auckland.